this is going to be an interesting one. I just heard this morning details of an effort by the council to get permission to take down one of those big trees, those huge old trees behind the library in the middle of the city, and there's going to be World War III, but they're saying, look, it's dangerous. The roots structure's all buggered, so it's potentially going to come down and potentially injure somebody. So they've got a strong argument, but of course there'll be a number of people who will stand around it and protest and say it mustn't come down because it's part of the local community or what. I don't know what they're going to say, but they invariably do. The same small group of people, but they're very, very organised and motivated and can be very vocal on matters like this. I just put a call through to Division 1's Brett Moller. I'm hoping he's got a bit of information about this latest development. Of course, any number of people are going to say, oh, but the bats, the problem. Well, the bats are gone from there. Everything I hear about it, the bats have been successfully removed to somewhere else. So hopefully that's not a matter at issue here. But anyway, I've got Brett on the line, the Division 1 councillor. He's across these matters. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, John. Morning, listeners.
Have the bats gone?
Yeah, the bats have been relocated successfully, John, so they're not there. This tree's the big fig tree near the bus shelter there in Lake Street. Mm. We call it T5. There's a number of trees there. They're all heritage listed, so part of the removal process is getting state government approval, but also federal approval with the Department of Ag, Water and Environment. We've made that application. Look, this goes back to 2014 when we got an original arborist report, and that report was actually provided by state government to say that the tree was damaged, and it was from the bat droppings that gets into the soil and creates the disease in the soil, which weakens the structure of the tree. So we recently got another arborist up-to-date report, and that was independently reviewed by a third party that said the tree's further deteriorated and it's now a safety risk and safety concern. People will know that the big fence we've got around it, 1.8 metre big steel fence to keep people away from that danger area. But we've got to go through this process. We tried to remediate the tree after that 2014 report. It hasn't been successful. It has cost a lot of money, about $100,000, I'm told. But we're now at a situation where, for public safety, the tree has to be removed. Previously, it was a crash. There were baby bats in there, but as you've just identified, that's not happening. They've now relocated to roosts on the outskirts and generally away from the resident population, which is a good thing. But just out of a precautionary approach, we won't be looking to remove this tool after the current breeding season into next year. And we'll step through the approvals process. But again, we've been doing this and we've been doing it successfully. We've been adhering to the conditions imposed and we'll follow that process again.
I've got to say, Brett, that's very potent poo we're talking about. This is ironic. I mean, to say there's such a battle to keep the bats there, and the fact of the matter was, the longer they're there, the greater damage it's going to do to the roots of the trees.
Well, look, I'm not a scientist or environmentalist, but I understand it's the number of bats that were roosting there. It's actually called pathogen or Thornus noxious, which gets into the soil. Okay. There you go. I'm a Dr. Harry, or I'm reading that, by the way, yes. John. That's not coming out of the top of my head.
We guessed it.
Well, that's right. It's interesting. And, whilst we all care about the environment, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. In this instance, where that roosting was doing damage to those beautiful big old fig trees.
All right. Now, what about the others that are there? Because I think there's a couple more on the Appland Street side, aren't there?
Yeah, look, at this stage, we've got no reports, but it is important that we address this current tree again because it gets into the soil and we'll need to remediate the soil. We don't want it spreading so that it affects the other trees there, which is why it's important to move on this one and address what's happening there.
What's that terminology in? Pathogeneral what? You've lost the page, haven't you?
No. Pathogen, soreness, noxious.
Soreness? I've got the soreness. Okay. Noxious. I've got to memorise. This is going to come in handy. You've got to bamboozle somebody.
Well, there you go. You might be good for one of your trivia nights too.
Exactly.
You never know.
Don't go away. Now, Brett, another matter. This has come up in the last couple of days. In fact, I've had two complaints. The high rise next to the library there, they're saying the town's itinerant drunks have moved into the entrance to the library, the Abbott Street side, and also the bus shelter on the other side. The fighting and the foul language, et cetera, and the mess they leave has become an issue. Can you get somebody to check it out?
Yeah, no, certainly. And we'll work with Queensland Police and the other agencies there. We identify hotspots through CCTV and residents reporting, as you've just outlined there. And, you know, we'll definitely try and get it addressed there where it's a council asset and within our control.
Well, Michael Healy's talking about the huge amount of money being spent on expanding the Lion Street facility. They've got buses to pick up the drunken itinerants if they wish to get out of after 5 o'clock. So maybe they can move them down there after hours and they can take up that nice accommodation rather than causing problems in our CBD throughout the night.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the reputation of the city, we don't need this antisocial behaviour. We're struggling enough as it is through COVID and a downturn and... you know, we want to make sure that our city is safe and beautiful and the ambience is attracting people, not detracting from people coming into it.
Very well said. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
He's the Division 1 councillor, Brett Moller, with the time 29 past 11.